forgot a bell for tonight's show.
What does that bell signify?
Not bad, huh?
Yeah, that's good, Ken.
Makes me feel like Hector Salamanca. That's if a listener can make you say one of the words, one of the magic 20 words.
I know the word is not Hector Salamanca.
Salamanca.
Salamanca, who is he? I don't know that reference.
Oh, Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul.
He's an actor?
Drug kingpin, no, character.
I don't know anybody.
What do you anybody? Mean?
I mean, post-Mod Squad, 1968. I just don't know any cultural references.
Do you know Mod Squad?
Yeah. Who Captain Greer and Link and Pete and Julie. Those are the characters.
Very good.
Yeah.
I wanted to know if you knew Link and Pete and Julie.
Yeah. The actor's name was Cole. Wait, Peggy Lipton?
Yeah, Peggy Lipton.
Yeah.
Very good.
You see, Ken, they were working within the system to change the system.
No, I know. They were hippies.
They
were hippie cops.
Yeah, they were sentenced to, they all had jail terms hanging over their heads.
Oh, was that what
Yeah,
happened?
That's how the cops got them to work.
Okay.
So they were narcs. They were not narcs.
Yeah. But
no, they were scabs. No, not scabs.
Informers.
Yeah, they were snitches.
Informants.
Yeah.
Rats. But
they were rats.
They were cops.
Yeah.
They were rat cops.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, if you're just joining us, we've been talking about the Mod Squad.
Well, how come they haven't remade the Mod Squad?
Yes. How come they haven't remade the Mod Squad? Hey, if you're just joining us, we've been wondering why they have not remade the Mod Squad. 201-209-9368. The West Coast is burning. It's falling into the ocean. What are we doing, Ken? We're talking about Link and Pete and Captain Greer.
It's very sad.
Yeah. It is sad.
Yeah.
A lot of celebrities... You know, they only have three houses, Ken.
I know.
I mean, to lose one-third of your houses.
I know. And it's a lot of celebrities this time. It's not like the last time we were talking about California.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Yeah. Any word, any update on Natalie Portman? Is she okay?
I don't think she's affected. But Reese Witherspoon is.
Okay, but Natalie Portman's okay.
She is okay.
So you thank God for small favors.
Reese Witherspoon's in danger. Kate Beckinsale lost her house.
Lost house number three.
Yeah. Ben Affleck in danger.
Yeah.
Steve Guttenberg's out there in the streets helping the cops move the cars out of the clogged.
Great way if you want to, like, if you've been waiting for an opportunity to pitch a show to Steve Guttenberg. You just put on a fire hat. You go out on the street. You can hang with Steve Guttenberg.
But, Andy, it's not just movie stars that are losing their second and third houses.
Now, according to every article I've read, it's movie stars.
No, there's also reality TV stars who are also in danger. Heidi Montag.
Look, seriously, we joke around a lot, but thank God there are no civilians affected.
No, there's also some of them.
Wait, what?
There are. Yeah, I
got to read the whole article.
I didn't want to tell you. It's bad news, man.
It is bad news. It is bad news.
Yeah.
Is there anything we can do?
Well, that's a good question. I do think some of these celebrities are setting up GoFundMes, you know, to recoup their losses on their second and third home.
Yeah, I went there last week. Remember, we went to GoFundMe last week?
You could donate.
That's a bummer.
You could do.
we avoid that site. I mean, isn't that the lesson from last week?
No. I loved that show.
Yeah.
Yeah. We helped Menasha with his cleft lip.
I think he was faking it.
Cleft nose?
Somehow he was faking that cleft nose.
I don't think so. I think that was for real.
I'm a little skeptical.
Hey, can you come to the party this weekend?
Yeah, I wasn't invited.
No, you were invited.
Too late. I'm very sensitive about that stuff.
Okay,
sorry. I'm coming. Okay, what's
But are you coming to Monty Hall Friday night?
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Wait. For our show, we're doing a podcast taping of Person, Place, or Thing.
That's like a big deal podcast?
Yeah.
That's with my friend Randy?
Yep, your old comedy writing buddy Randy, former New York Times ethics columnist.
He was the ethicist.
The ethicist. Imagine that. Imagine being the New York Times ethicist.
Wow. Dear ethicist, do I have to tell my fiance that our plumber voted for Trump? Please, ethicist, get back to me. My fiance's coming over for dinner. Jesus, he's here. He's pulling into the driveway. Ethicist, Call me. My impression of people writing to the ethicist.
You're describing a horror movie.
where's my ethicist?
Not a letter to the editor.
My ethicist is on vacation. My backup ethicist is not answering the phone.
Do we have an interesting experiment that we're going to do on Friday night at Monty Hall also?
Yes.
And it's a benefit for WFMU, by the way.
Yes. Oh, yeah, we're charging $15 at the door. I'm being interviewed by Randy Cohn, and I'm going to be talking about my life a little bit, and I'm also going to be interviewing Ken. We'll be talking about Ken's life because I've been asked to discuss the most interesting person I know, and Ken... you're it.
You have to discuss a person, a place, and a thing.
Yeah.
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 And I guess I'm your person.
You're my person, but you're also my place.
But I'm a person.
Yeah, but you're also the place, that sweet little area just under your chin where I like to nuzzle late at night. That's my place. That's my happy place. So that's person and place.
That's my dog's place.
Yeah, exactly. And then,
you were going to leave a box full of money.
Full of cash. Here's the deal.
At the door.
There's also some kind of band. There's some music.
Billy Goat. Yeah, Billy Goat from Brooklyn is going to be performing.
An all-girl band?
Yep.
I'm sure they have a guy managing them
or
something.
No, they have a steel guitar player.
Well, he's got to be a guy.
No, it's a gal.
Wow.
They have a spoons player.
Wow. Oh, good for her playing the spoons. Yeah. Oh, good for her. I'm so proud of her.
Why? You think spoons is
hard? That takes a lot of dexterity.
Yeah, you think the spoons
you gotta practice?
Like harder than... I bet you she'd show you how to play some spoons.
Yeah, that would be fun.
That would be fun. I'd love that.
So anyway, we have a musical act. I am looking forward to them. I've heard them, and I'm a fan. And Randy's going to interview us, me directly and you indirectly. And and we're charging $15 at the door.
But
here's the thing. The show may be worth $15. It may be worth, you may find yourself thinking, that was a good show, but it wasn't worth $15. It was worth maybe $12, right?
$13. What would such a person do?
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a box of cash at the door.
Yeah.
And as you leave, if you honestly feel, and it's all the honor system, no one will challenge you. No one will say a word. As you leave, if you felt you didn't get $15 worth of entertainment, if you felt we owe you a little money, if you felt we hit maybe $11 or $13, you can reach into this box and take out a couple of bucks and head on your way. No one will question you. It's completely the honor system.
But what if you felt like you got $17?
Well, then I hope you have, I hope you have a moral compass. I hope you have, we're talking about ethics tonight. I hope if you feel you got $17 worth of entertainment and you paid $15 for your ticket, I hope you leave a couple of bucks in the box.
But on the other hand, let's say you were Peggy Lipton, Julie from the Mod Squad, before the cops turned her.
You mean when she was a thief?
When she was still a thief.
Yeah.
You could walk
and
out.
And a whore.
And you could
pick. I think she was arrested for
really?
Whore work. Yeah, her work is a whore.
Whore work.
Yeah, she was a world-class whore.
Is that what they call it?
I believe. Yeah, that was the...
Whore work.
That was the pilot that didn't test as well. Julie was the whore that ended up working within the system.
So if you were one of those, you could just pick up the whole box of cash and walk out. And nobody would question you?
Stop anyone. It would break my heart. I would lose my faith in humanity. That is almost non-existent at this point. But what little I have left, I would lose.
Yeah.
But there will be a box of singles at the door. We're charging $15 to get in. We're going to do our best to give you $15 worth of a night, worth of thought-provoking conversation
and
music.
You were inspired to do this box of money thing. Why? From something that happened at our bingo night.
Yes, bingo night. We did have an honor system round where we promised people they could yell bingo and we would not check their board. We would not challenge them.
Right.
And everyone was very, very honest. Nobody yelled bingo until well into the game.
Yeah, blew my mind.
Thought someone would scream bingo right away.
I thought for sure. That there'd be a bingo cheater, but there wasn't one.
But that's kind of reassuring about about our FMU listeners, isn't it?
Yeah, they're honest bingo players.
I like our listeners. I like a lot of them. I've met five or six of them.
Now, you've met more. I've introduced a lot of people to you. I didn't tell you they were listeners.
I wonder
kind of snuck them in.
Anyway, that's Friday night. So that'll be, well, I can't call it fun because legally I'd be liable. It's not going to be fun. There's no way it can be fun.
No, it will be fun.
No, I don't. Ken, you're going to get yourself in real trouble.
Well, if it's not fun, you better bring a lot of singles.
Ken.
Listen
Ken,
to what
don't
you're
say
saying.
The word fun. No, seriously, we joke around. Ken, you can't call it fun.
But listen
it
to
ain't
going to
be fun.
Listen to what you're
it's
saying.
It's the ethicist. Ken, it's the ethicist and you and me and a couple ladies playing spoons.
What you're saying
yeah.
is that if you didn't get $15 worth, you can take your money back.
Yes, you can take all then, some or all a portion of your money back or all your money back. Yes.
You better bring thousands of dollars of ones.
Or we better bring our game. We better be on the ball.
Oh, you're saying that you'll make it fun.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'll bring
some
gifts. You're
saying it's not fun unless we make it so.
We can get close to fun.
Okay.
If you go up to the roof of this building and you stand on your tippy toes,
yeah.
you can see fun.
Really?
Yeah, it's within sight of FMU.
I thought it was still blocked by a building.
Yeah, the damn building next door. So there never was a taxi, a limousine dispatch service next door.
Oh, there was actually one.
Oh, there was.
Yeah, once upon a time there was.
Oh, okay,
one.
That was pretty great. Okay, but we have a pretty good show tonight.
Yes, and we have a call.
No, we can't have a call.
We do.
Wait, we should talk about what the show is.
Well, let's take the call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
It's Pam.
Hey, it's Pam
this
from...
is Pam.
Hey, Pam, how you doing out there in California? All I hear are problems. North and South California.
Well, North is doing fine, at least today.
Okay.
Are you in the Bay? You're in the Bay Area, Pam?
Yeah.
So you're safe. Okay, that's good.
Pam.
I think so. Be really scary if the fire was moving that fast.
Pam, were you born and raised in California?
Oh, hell no. I'm from Rhode Island and New Jersey.
And how did you find yourself out there?
Oh, I went with a guy.
And where is he now?
Oh, he's still in California, but we're not together.
You know what? I talked to him recently. He misses you terribly.
I talked to him also.
Yeah, it was the biggest mistake of his life.
Yeah, no, I don't think he thinks that. Hey, I wanted to let you know that I got my high school physics teacher to go to your bingo night.
Yes, I met him.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And I wanted him to try and get you to say all your catchphrases to him.
I did.
But
I do recall meeting
them?
Him.
He was the guy doing physics problems.
Yeah, I do.
In the front row.
I liked him very much.
Wearing the geeky T-shirt that had physics.
I liked him, and we did talk for a minute, and he did mention your name. He's a big fan of yours.
Pam, you want to be our first contestant for tonight?
Well, that's what I was trying to do.
Okay, yeah. So okay. Andy, you put what I've posted 20 words on the WFMU chat board, and if any listener can make Andy say one of those words, we're going to choose two at a time. Then Andy has to fork over $5 to WFMU. So now Andy's going to put another pair of headphones on.
Did I say $5?
Yeah, and listen to noise. Go ahead.
All right. Oh, I see. This is like going into a soundproof booth.
Yeah. Now take your real headphones off.
Okay. Quit screaming at me. That's all I get. It's not what you say, Ken. It's your tone of voice.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
And put these headphones on, the noise, the hippie noise headphones.
Okay.
Okay, here we go, Pam.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. Now, Andy's listening to some Murs Bow. And, Pam, what do you want? You can choose two words.
Oh, I have to choose. Damn it.
Yeah. From the list or something
sorry,
else?
What?
Either from the list that I posted or something else that you might want.
Oh, you choose them for me. I can't decide. Too many.
Okay. Let's choose Murs Bow, which is the band that Andy's listening to right now.
Okay.
And thanks.
Okay.
Murs Bow and thanks are the two words. Okay, Andy. Torture's over.
Wow. That's really
Andy,
amazing.
Andy, how is that?
Hey, you know what? We got to do a show. We have to do a show where we alternate putting on headphones. I'll wear the headphones for 3 minutes, and you and the listeners can talk about me. And then you'll wear the headphones for 3 minutes, and we can talk about you, and we'll just alternate.
You should put the other headphones on so you can hear Pam.
And oh, yeah, okay. Isn't that a great idea, though, for a show?
Yeah. Or whatever.
Hold on. Okay, so wait. So I'm sorry. So I'm a little... I haven't been paying attention. I'm good, not going to lie to you. My mind's been wandering. So you guys have agreed on a word.
Two words.
Oh, wait. Okay. So if I say either word, I've lost $5.
Yeah.
And my deal with you is I will engage in a conversation. I will not clam up.
Right.
And you're allowed to say the word.
Right. We're both allowed to say the word.
But I will try to discern what word you're steering me toward.
Yeah. No, so what are you doing with the paper towel there? Do you want some scrap paper?
No. Yeah, I'd love some scrap paper. And yeah. Okay. So how does this work? You and Pam are now going to have a casual conversation? You're going
well,
to
no,
begin?
Yeah.
No. I'm surprised that you didn't, like, exclaim in pain when you were listening to that noise music.
No, I was very excited about this idea for another show going forward.
Oh, you were thinking about something
right.
else.
Yeah, no, I'm
no,
very excited.
Andy, what I was trying to say was this idea for the other show, if you want, what would you, so Cam would have you listen to what you're listening to, what you listen to now.
Yes, it was just static, it was loud, it was cacophonous.
It was music, it was a band.
Is cacophonous the word you were trying to get me to say?
A band called Merz.
Cacophonous.
Andy. No, but I'm saying you can make him listen to Pogo or Togo or whatever that band is.
Oh, Pogo, yeah.
Yeah, and he can make you listen to what you're listening to now.
Which was Merzbow.
Merzbow, well, that's right, whatever... Wait, what? What?
Merzbow is one of the words.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Merzbow?
Yeah.
You got me to say Merzbow?
We got you to say Merzbow.
That just cost me $5?
Yeah, write down $5 on your sheet there.
Well, you can
both go to hell. Wait a minute. I don't even know what Merzbow is.
That's the name of the band you were just listening to.
No, that was not a band.
Yes, it is. It's a band.
No, honey, that was not a band. That was like a radio that was a malfunctioning.
But I think, I don't know, I think you should appreciate the fact that I can manipulate you.
You can.
Yeah.
You really can. You can. We're not even
married. Do I deserve something for that?
Yeah, we're not even married, and you got me, you have me wrapped around your finger.
How are you going to pay Pam back?
I can do it psychically.
Okay, go ahead.
I can send you good, wonderful, warm thoughts psychically.
Is that good enough, Pam?
I don't know.
Well, I can't do it tonight.
It
would have to be like early next week.
You'll
know when you feel it. You'll feel my warm, kind, positive thoughts.
I feel better already.
Yeah.
I have a freezing room, and yes, I feel your thanks coming towards me. Are you really sending your thanks to me?
Sure. I told her I was sending.
What?
No, nothing. What?
You said the second word.
What was the second word?
Thanks.
Oh, your guys are good.
$10.
I'm kind of mad.
Andy, I love you so much.
I love you too, honey. Man, I'm
great
angry.
Job, Pam.
I'm
going
to be there in March, so I won't get to see you. I'll be thinking of you.
Well, I'll be talking to you. I think I might be out of town working. Okay,
Pam,
well,
stay.
Okay, I'll let someone else take a turn.
Stay in San Francisco. Don't go to L.A., Pam.
Yeah, that's
my advice.
Yeah, make a note. Make a note, listeners. Don't be traveling to L.A. tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye, Pam. And that's how the game is played.
If you're traveling to L.A., don't expect to crash on Reese Witherspoon's couch. Because it's gone, baby, gone.
Oh, yeah, it's just a bunch of ashes.
Yeah. Our prayers are with Reese Witherspoon, Ben Affleck.
Steve Guttenberg.
Well, he's out there. At least he's in the fight.
Yeah.
He's doing what he can.
Yep.
Good time to go out there and pitch a movie to Steve Guttenberg.
Why?
Because he's probably be tired.
Why would you pitch a movie to Steve Guttenberg? He's gonna green light a movie?
No, I guess you're right. I guess you're right. I'd be just wasting everyone's time.
Yeah.
I guess you're right.
Steve Guttenberg. Well, I guess if he's.
Well, I mean, the project is the Steve Guttenberg story.
I see.
So he would be perfect for the lead role.
Yeah. He's this year's version of Sean Penn. Remember when Sean Penn was out there knee deep in the muddy after Hurricane Katrina?
No, did he fly down to New Orleans?
Yeah.
Sean Penn did?
Yeah.
He's the coolest guy going.
Yeah. Oh, he's no Steve Guttenberg, but he's close.
That's what I'd do if I was an actor. I'd wait for a natural disaster. I'd have a whole closet filled with different kind of overcoats, fire overcoat, ambulance.
Waiters.
Waiters.
Tyvek suit.
Yeah, I'd have sandbags in the basement. I'd be ready to roll.
All right, should we take another call?
Yeah. So I owe $10.
You owe $10 so
far. Boy, you and Pam were good.
So far.
I see. So yeah, here's what you've done. Here's what you've done. So thanks is a very common word.
But it's not on the list of the 500 most common.
What does that tell you about the culture we're living in?
Yeah, exactly.
Our society.
Thank you.
Where thanks is not one of the top words.
Yeah.
Is love one of the top words?
It was.
Is cacophonous one of the top words?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, so I did check all the tonight's words against the list of the 500 most.
I love you, Ken. I love you for doing that kind of work, yeah. That kind of groundwork before the show.
All right, so hi, you're on the air.
Wait, hold on. Should I put on my earphones?
Not yet.
All right.
Hello, caller.
Hi, I love the show.
I can't imagine
Sam?
Why.
Yeah.
It's Sam the appraiser.
So we can't get a new listener to do this.
Okay, take your headphones off.
We have to recycle through the old guard.
Take your headphones
off.
Okay,
hold on.
I thought we were supposed to call it.
Do I have to listen to that band again?
Yeah, you're going to listen to some Merzbow again. And here goes the Merzbow. Oh, I can hear it coming, leaking through Andy's headphones. Sam, what's it going to be? You get to pick two words.
Oh, can I use our, H-O-U-R?
Yeah, that's probably not on the list. Okay. And what else?
And the word, is that okay?
Don't know, but let's can't check now. So the two words that that you and I are both trying to get Andy to say are our, H-O-U-R, and word. Okay.
Yes.
Here we go. Okay, Andy. Oh, he can't hear what I'm saying. He's too busy listening to Merzbow.
That's not a real band.
How did you like that section of Merzbow?
So those guys like tour?
Yeah, they do.
Those guys tour?
Yep.
People pay extra for, like, VIP tickets. They can get there early. They can meet the band.
Yeah, they play for thousands of people.
How early would you show up for a show like that, Andy?
It's not the end of the world.
Put the other headphones on.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's so confusing.
So you can hear Sam.
Okay, let me say hi to Sam. So you guys, our listeners at home know the word.
Yes, everybody knows the word except for you.
There's one word?
No, there's two words.
And you're allowed to say the word?
Yes, we can say the words. Yes.
And I have to try to, I have to, I'm going to tread more carefully now.
Oh, yeah, because you owe $10 already.
Can we tell him what words aren't the word?
Yes, why don't you list a few words that are not the word?
Yeah.
Piano is not one of them?
Nope, it's nowhere near piano.
Okay,
Gutenberg is not.
You're going to hear me say piano quite a bit, fellas. We're going to be talking quite a bit about that old piano on the third floor.
We don't have a piano on the third floor.
I think we should get a piano on the third floor. Let's talk more about piano.
We have an organ on the fourth floor.
We should have used floor as the word.
Wait, hold on. Let me digress for a second. Is there a clock ticking? Are you guys just going to go on forever?
How long would you like it to go on for?
2 minutes, 120 seconds.
Oh. I think it should go on till 7.
No. I mean, we'll play the game till 7, but this round, I think, should be.
Oh, I would like to stay on with Sam for an entire hour if I could.
I know, but no, because then it's.
Why?
Then there's no suspense. There should be a clock ticking.
Okay.
You guys should be under some pressure.
Okay. All right.
Let's say 2 minutes.
Fine. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
2 minutes from now.
And do you have. Okay, fine. Do you have one word in your mind or two words?
Up. Ding.
Wait. What?
What was the word, Sam? Like,
you said word.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, word is. Wait.
Word is the word.
Word itself is a word?
The word was one of the words.
Word.
Quick question for Sam and Ken. You proud of yourself?
Yeah.
You don't mind winning this way?
I feel.
What do you mean winning this way?
Where word is the word you were trying to get me to say?
It's brilliant. Sam's a brilliant strategist.
Strategist the other word?
No.
Is
I don't know that word.
Is the word word on your little list of 500 words right. that are off limits?
It's not on that list. I don't think, anyway.
Fine. Another $5.
Yeah. So you owe $15.
I'm not made of money.
Well, you're close.
How long does it take you to drive here, Andy?
An hour. It's an hour. Thank you for asking. What?
Hour is the other word. Well done, Sam.
Okay, that's the last money I'm losing tonight. That's it. That's the last money.
Oh, man, Pam because and now Sam. I know.
Yeah, they're great. Okay, congratulations.
Pam and Sam both did fantastic.
I don't know how they go to sleep at night. I guess there are no mirrors in their house. I guess they just can live with themselves.
Oh, you mean because they're vampires or something? Or
that's the last money I'm losing tonight because now I will be on guard.
I see.
When Sam asked how long does it take me to drive, why would he ask that? I should have been... on guard there.
Yeah. He's brilliant, that Sam.
Okay, but next time I'm not going to just leap before I look.
But I take pity on you now. No more Merzbow. Plus, you said Merzbow, so you lost $5.
Wait, so who are you going to play? I'm going to put on earphones again?
Alice Cooper next time, yeah.
Interesting fact about Alice Cooper.
Yeah?
He's a man. His name is Alice Cooper, but he's a man.
Interestinger fact about Alice Cooper.
Yes?
That's not his name. That's the name of his band.
Liar.
Not lying.
No, you lied when you said interesting.
Interestinger.
Yeah, it's not even close.
Hi, you're on the air.
Can't believe I got through.
I can't believe you got through either. It's Zachary.
Hey.
Hey, Zachary.
And Andy.
Hey, Zach. How are you?
Hey, doing all right. Been listening to the show the whole time.
Oh, really? You're not listening to Bucci's show in the background?
No.
Catching up?
I sense.
No samples of Bucci from Friday night.
I had a feeling Zachary was listening. Sometimes you get a feeling, right, Ken?
Yes.
You do? Well, you still have that one special transmitter going every now and again.
I do. I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, the transmitter that allows us to tell who's listening and to black people out. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that transmitter?
Yeah, we have an enemies list.
Yeah.
There are people that are forbidden to listen, and we've taken some pains to build a a transmitter that can block out their signal.
So Zachary,
but so far none of them have even expressed any interest in listening.
Yeah,
Pam and Sam both got Andy to say both.
All right, I'm putting on my headphones.
Applause to them. Kudos to them. I hands know. Off.
Wait.
Last one by Sam just.
What
is Andy? Kudos the word?
No, we haven't begun yet. You have to put on the headphones so that Zachary and I can decide what the two words are.
Okay, but listen, just do me this favor.
Okay.
Don't have one of the words be pants. Because I'm going to be talking a lot about pants for a while.
All right, no pants.
Okay.
About pants?
Nope. Yeah.
No pants.
Pants is blacked out. Okay.
No pants.
I'm putting this on.
All right, now we're going to put on some Alice Cooper, Lost in America.
Oh, changing it up.
This is Alice Cooper?
Yeah. Oh, so, Zachary, might I...
I've never listened to Alice Cooper before.
Zachary, might I recommend... Andy can't hear what we're saying.
Every boy remembers the first time he listens to Alice Cooper.
I think we should do something like pants, like slacks or trousers. What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Are all of Alice Cooper's songs this horrendous?
Maybe.
What's that?
Slacks. Slack okay. sounds good.
And then what's the other word?
Is this guy Alice Cooper serious?
There's no point responding to Andy because he can't hear me. Hurry, deadly. Zachary. What's the other word?
15.
Dear God.
What is it?
15.
Dear God, help me.
No, I'd recommend against that because he's already at $20.
Oh.
Unless you have some strategy.
Ken, help me.
Hippie.
What's that?
Hippie.
Okay, there
Andy's
we go.
Andy's being so rude.
Okay.
I feel like I'm in that pit at the end of Silence of the Lambs.
Okay.
I feel like I'm trapped.
All right, it's all done. All done. That was Alice Cooper's last hit, Lost in America. Put on the other headphones.
Cooper ever been played on this station?
Of course. Has Alice Cooper ever been played?
Is Alice Cooper still with us?
Yeah, sure he is. Going strong.
Yeah.
Going strong?
Yeah.
Really? Going strong?
Unlike Jimmy Carter. Peter Yarrow.
Yeah, Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter hit a wall. Yeah, Peter Yarrow.
Oh, my gosh. Did Peter Yarrow die in 2025? I think he did.
Yeah. So our dream of having a dream of having no celebrities pass for a whole year.
But he doesn't count because he was a child molester.
He was a hippie.
He was a hippie child molester.
Hippie is one of the words.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. Oh, this is going...
Nice setup, Ken.
Swimmingly.
Nice setup.
This is swimmingly. Just don't make swimmingly a word.
Okay. Dude. Oh, and we can guarantee you also that pants is not a word.
I do love my pants. I'd love to talk about my pants. I have, you know, cargo pants.
What kind of sweatpants are you wearing now?
No, I'm wearing cargo pants, and I'll tell you why. I love them pockets. The more pockets...
You love them pockets?
I love a lot of pockets. How many pockets are on your pants?
I'm kind of wearing cargo pants, too.
How many pockets do you have?
Well, I have these weird skinny pockets.
Yeah. Do you have pockets at the bottom of your legs, like here?
No, I guess I'm not. These are not cargo pants, after all. These are just regular slacks, I guess. I thought they were cargo pants.
Did you ever hear the saying, the more pockets a man has, the more crap he can carry around?
Who has
a pocket knife?
An actual saying. What do you keep in your pockets, in your slacks? Yeah,
I do keep everything. I have one of everything.
Yeah,
Andy.
I don't have a calendar on my phone. I haven't mastered that, so I do have a little pocket calendar. This is very important. I have pens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
In case somebody says something funny that I want to steal.
And then what do you wear cargo pants every single day so you can carry all this crap around?
I not only wear cargo pants every single day, I wear these cargo pants every single day.
Well, are you wearing them Friday?
That's disgusting.
Is Friday the big party? Wait, what's Friday?
No, Friday is the podcast taping.
Oh, the podcast taping at
with the box of money at the door.
At Monty Hall, $15 at the door.
Are you dressing up for that?
Well, I'll be wearing my cargo pants.
You're not going to wear a nicer pair of pants? You're going to wear the same disgusting cargo pants that you wear every day?
Is that the thing? Is that the thing you're going to bring? Have it in person, the cargo pants never wash?
I should say, Randy, you asked me to talk about a thing that's important in my life. I'm wearing them. You're looking at them.
Right.
That's possible.
Just imagine if they were like a nice pair of jeans.
I bet you Randy's going to be dressed kind of nice. Because he's an ethicist.
Yeah, they have to present themselves in a positive way.
They can't look like slobs like you. He'll probably be wearing a nice blazer, I bet.
Yeah, I bet no one's ever said this. Hey, I bumped into the ethicist yesterday. What happened to that guy? He let himself go. No, an ethicist has to always be presentable.
Yeah.
Or else he's lost all credibility.
What do you think is part of the wardrobe of an ethicist?
Okay, so now my spidey sense is tingling. You guys are pushing me toward discussing my wardrobe. Is there a clock ticking?
There is.
Do I have 15 seconds?
Only 15 seconds to go.
Okay, so I took pants off the table.
You can run out the clock.
I took pants off the table.
Yeah.
I guess you want me to talk about my wardrobe. I'm going to take a risk here. You didn't want me to talk about socks. I could talk about the socks I'm going to wear.
Close.
Yeah, I bet it is close.
Time's up.
Yeah, what was it? Shirt?
Slacks.
Slacks.
We took the challenge on the pants.
You did. I admire you both for that. Okay, I'm still $25.
I'll make up the other five, Ken.
I'm still $25 in the hole.
Thank you, Zachary.
Yeah, cheers.
Cheers.
Well, this is a fun game.
It's fun for you.
Yeah.
Because you haven't lost.
Bethy just texted me.
201-209-9368. I have a wife named Bethy.
Yeah. Well,
what a coincidence.
Bethy wanted me to ask you, how long, with your cargo pants and all the crap that you have in your pockets, how long does it take to get through airport security?
Yeah.
For you.
Well, Bethy's mentioning that because we've missed a couple flights at security because I got bottlenecked there at security.
Yeah, but the rule at security is you empty your pockets.
Yeah.
So what do? You forget to empty your pockets?
No, well, with me, I have a lot of pockets. Emptying my pockets is a 2 or 3 man job.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
That is true. That is true. Beth has never complained to me about that until this moment.
Oh, that's...
She saves stuff up for until I'm on
oh,
the air.
Oh, that's so horrible. I would hate to go through security with you.
Shut up. I'm a delight.
Yeah. No, I've been to the movies with you.
Yeah.
I've seen your tricks there, too.
Yeah.
All right, we're looking for another contestant here at 201-209-9368. You and I, you as the contestant, get to pick two words, and then we have 2 minutes to try to get Andy to say each of those words. $5 for each word goes to the station.
It's a hellish night for me. I'm down $25, and I've been listening to Alice Cooper.
Oh, yeah, well, all right, you want me to change that up
I don't
now?
Care. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter? Should I go back to Merzbow? Okay.
Why don't we play your morning show? What was the first thing you played on the morning show?
This morning I played a Residents remix. No, it's okay.
Oh, good choice, Ken. Yeah, bold choice.
No, we'll go back to Merzbow. Not a problem. Not a problem at all.
Hey, I'm going to Las Vegas in a couple weeks.
Yep.
And guess who I'm seeing? We have tickets. Dwayne Newton.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
My friend wanted to see him.
Wow. Well, I guess it's good to see him before he dies.
Or I'd like to see him while he dies. That would be a little conversation starter.
Yes, it would.
You just wait till Wayne Newton is mentioned in the conversation, and you get to say, hey, I was there the night he died.
There are a lot of people who've died on stage.
Who? Well, you and I have when we did stand-up comedy.
Yeah, there was that.
Yeah. Who's died on stage? Who's the most famous person that's died on stage?
I read a whole article about people who died on stage.
Oh my God, there was a comedian, Riley O'Reilly. He was well known when I was a kid.
Oh, really? And he actually died on stage?
Yes, I remember.
Yes,
reading
I do
that.
Recall reading. I think that was in the
There was somebody doing a production of The Odd Couple, who died on stage.
During the production of
The Odd Couple. Yeah, and sometimes you read about actors.
Was he playing Oscar or Felix?
Good question, Ken. And by good question, I mean, let's take a call.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Phil. I'm in the Central Coast of California.
Oh, hi, baby. Phil. You're near L.A.?
No, he said Central.
2 hours.
Oh,
two
so you're hours. You're safe.
Yeah.
You're safe, no problem.
Yeah, no worries. And I'm by the ocean, so I can just jump in if I want.
Yeah, you should go down there and help Steve Gutenberg direct traffic.
I would like to.
All right, so you understand how this game is played?
I do.
Okay, Andy, put on the Merzbow headphones, if you would.
Fine. Okay, hold on. Wait,
You're going to become nostalgic for Alice Cooper.
I'm now fantasizing about being on the street with Steve Gutenberg. All right, here we go. Taking this off. Wait, is this Alice Cooper again?
No, we're going back to Merzbow because you were bitching about Alice Cooper.
Oh, God.
There we go. All right, so what do you want the words to be?
Here, wait. Before you talk, I want the audience to hear this.
Whoa.
I want the audience to hear this. That's what I have on my head.
Yeah, it's Merzbow, of course. Okay.
Hey, listen, they're playing their hit. Oh, they're great live. Have you ever heard them live?
Keep those headphones on.
This is their
Stop
version.
Taking your this headphones is their
version.
Off.
This is their version of Moon River.
We can't talk.
Okay, I'm leaving them on.
Jesus. Okay, his headphones are on. What do you want to do?
Well, I'm thinking the word gamble or roulette. And just ask him more about his trip to Vegas.
Oh, that's a good idea. So gamble is one, and then what's the other one?
Oh, we're going to do two of them?
Yeah, we can choose two.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess roulette. But, I mean, if he says gamble first, we might not want to tell him until we get him to say roulette.
Ah, okay.
Oh, it stopped.
It stopped. Oh, my God. The Merzbow ran out. I thought it was endless. Okay, you can keep him off now. We're ready to go.
Okay.
And then put the headphones back on.
Do you think one of the band members of Merzbow ever says this? Hey guys, sorry to wake you up. I know it's 3 a.m. I had an idea for a song. Do you think they ever do that?
Yes.
You do?
I do. Just because they're.
I'll tell you why that's funny.
Why?
It's just the worst noise in the world. All right, here we go.
Well, it's not the worst noise in the world.
It is the worst noise in the world.
I don't think so.
I know you don't, Ken. Yeah. Oh, I know you don't, Ken.
Caller, what's your name again? I'm sorry.
Phil.
Phil, right, Phil. Phil, from Central Coast, California.
Now, Phil.
How
now,
far
Phil.
How far from Vegas
Phil,
are
doesn't
you?
Matter.
Phil?
Phil, tell me your name.
I'm very happy. I'm actually a good, just a drive, a six-hour drive from Vegas.
Now, why does that make you happy?
Well, you're going to Vegas.
I like to play the games over there.
You and Phil could hook up.
Maybe. I'll meet you there on the corner of Casino Drive and Slot Machine Way.
It sounds like you go to Vegas quite a bit, Andy.
I haven't been there in many, many years.
You're a gambling addict. Yeah.
But if you want to see, if you want to see Wayne Newton, where else are you going to go?
I'm not.
What else
so
do you do? I mean, you just shop, or you just go for business, or what else do you do?
Well, I'm meeting a couple friends, and we do have a few tickets. We're going to see something in the Sphere. That's something
on your downtown.
Yeah, I saw the Sphere.
You ever wander around the floors of the casino?
You have a gambling problem.
I don't have a gambling problem. I put $20 on the table, and I sweat it out.
What kind of table?
Oh, okay. Here we go. This is now my spidey senses tingling. You want me to say the game with the wheel that goes around? I'm gonna talk about craps.
Not roulette.
About craps.
Yeah, I've never understood craps.
No, I never did either.
Are you serious? You only put $20 down?
Yeah, I don't play a lot of money.
But you.
I think gambling is like playing Russian. It's like playing with a gun with the Russian. What is it called?
Russian roulette.
Yeah, Russian. What's that called?
Russian roulette.
Yeah, I keep blanking on that name. I have a senior moment with the wheel that goes around, the ball that spins around.
Yeah.
Seriously though, you don't.
Oh,
gamble
that's what
anymore,
you play.
Do you?
Oh, that's what you do. You do roulette on the
my little app.
On your app.
On my little DraftKings.
Where you
app.
Put thousands of dollars down. I've seen
you do it. No, I don't. No, that's not true.
It is true.
I lose. I don't pretend that I'm a winner every time, but I don't lose that kind of money.
You have lost that kind of money.
Well, it's called DraftKings, and there is a roulette wheel.
Aha!
Wait,
roulette?
Was it roulette?
Yes.
Oh, damn, I was avoiding roulette. Wait, I was going out of my way to avoid roulette. Oh, listen to this guy.
Well, it was a gamble.
Yeah, listen to that guy cackle. Just hearing you cackle is worth $5.
Yeah.
There's a cackle. All right. Am I really $30 down?
Yeah, and we have 1 minute to go.
Are you loving this?
Yeah, I'm loving it.
I knew it wasn't a gamble to do this.
Now I can talk about roulette I want.
Yeah.
Because roulette's been checked off.
It's not really gambling. If you have a system, it's not a gamble, right?
That's true.
Do you do the Martingale method when you're in an actual real
casino? No, here's what I do. Here's my system, if you're curious. I win $1 million, okay. And then I walk away. Oh. I don't say, I'd like to win $2 million. I don't get greedy.
Yeah.
I put it in my pocket, and I walk away.
That's a good strategy.
Yeah. This guy on the phone, what's his name?
Jamie?
Phil.
Yeah.
Phil.
He wants me to say a word. I can tell. I can smell it.
Yeah.
We got all the words we want from you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we won $5. You can't do much better than that.
Well played, Phil. Well played, Uncle
like
Ken.
Gamble.
He's saying the word repeatedly. He's so cute. There's
got nothing to lose.
There's a sweetness to this guy.
All right, time's
there's
up.
There's a sadness to him. Okay.
Time's up.
Okay, the word was gamble, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done, guy, Phil.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you.
This guy couldn't stop babbling the word. Okay.
I like this game.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are you having fun?
Yep. And
what are you going to do? What are you going to buy with your $30? A new bell for the station?
I borrowed Mary Wing's bell. So this is not a station bell. The station does not own a bell. Oh, we actually own a cowbell.
Well, you could buy a bell. You have $30. You could buy some Fig Newtons for the big party on Saturday night.
We already have somebody who's bringing Fig Newtons.
Is everybody bringing food?
A lot of people are, yeah.
And then is there going to be dancing?
There is.
You think anyone will hook up?
Usually that does happen.
It does?
Yes.
DJs hooking up with DJs? Dear God.
It happens.
Dear God.
Why is that so horrible?
Oh, I'm talking about FMU DJs. Wait, who were you talking about?
Say no more.
Say no more. For the love of God, say no more.
Yeah.
Do you have rules against hooking up at the station?
Not at the party, no.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a free sex zone. It's like one of those tents at the, in the, wait, what's that thing in the desert every year? The Burning Man.
Oh, the Peter Yarrow tent?
Yeah, the Peter Yarrow. The Peter Yarrow tent. Yeah. Hey, is your daughter busy? Because I'd love to stop in the Peter Yarrow tent.
He's so creepy.
Yeah, he was creepy. I once had an actor on the set. He was planning to go to Burning Man, and he was desperate to find a date because you can't get into the orgy tent without a woman, without a date. Oh. You can't go into the orgy tent stag.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would be all men.
Is that going to be the rule for the third floor on Saturday night?
No.
Guys have to bring a girl.
No rules.
No.
No rules.
Okay, and I'm so scared.
Well, you said you weren't coming to the party.
How many DJs will be here?
Scads.
Yeah, exactly. You know what's great about FMU DJs?
What?
Three of them are scads. Like, all you need are three to have to technically call them scads of DJs.
A scad? Is a scad three DJs?
I think they're scads of DJs.
Yeah. How many? What do you call five DJs?
What do you call five DJs?
I don't know. A murder of DJs?
Yeah.
We're looking for another contestant for the Make Andy Say It game. The phone number is 201-209-936.
How many FMU DJs does it take to screw in a light bulb? I'm making up jokes now.
I don't know. How many?
10. 1 to change the light bulb and 9 to talk about how great the old light bulb was.
I like that joke.
Do you?
Even though I did not laugh.
Yeah.
I smiled appreciatively.
You considered laughing very seriously.
Yeah, no.
You came tantalizingly close.
It made me smile. You know why?
To an audible laugh.
It made me smile because it's so damn true.
That's the beating heart of a good comedy.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
James.
Hi, James.
Oh, hi, James. You're going to try to trick me into saying something?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me.
Why not?
I do love the idea of you and me alternating with headphones.
No, I didn't quite get that idea. How does it work?
That would be, I put on headphones for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I play with, we play Alice Cooper. I can't hear, right?
Yeah.
For 3 minutes, you and the listeners can talk about me as honestly as you want.
Oh, I see.
Right? You're talking behind my back, in effect.
Oh, got it.
I can't hear you. And you know I never listen to the archives.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I don't know what you're saying.
Okay.
And then.
We could do that right now if you want to.
What, you and James? You think James has very strong opinions about me?
All right, we'll stick with this game.
Okay. And then, wait a minute, let me just quickly finish.
Okay.
And then you would put on the headphones.
Right.
And the listeners and I will talk about you.
Yeah.
In effect, behind your back.
Right.
Do you listen to the archives?
I might.
Oh.
I sometimes do.
Then we'll call you Ben. Ben Dreedman.
I do have strong feelings about you, Andy, though.
It's foolproof.
Yeah, it's foolproof.
Right, put on the Merzbow headphones.
James, where are you calling from?
Brooklyn.
Fantastic.
Andy's putting on the Merzbow headphones.
What did you do? What do you do for a living, Ben? James?
I make neon lights.
Making what? What did he say?
He makes neon lights. Did you make the neon lights for Monty Hall?
I did.
Oh, right. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, they are beautiful.
Yeah.
Can you make a living making neon lights?
As if you have enough people selling them.
You mean if you have Dad writing you a check every other month?
No, man. Neon is back. Neon is back.
You have to have a network of people. You got to be in with all the sign shops, basically.
All the sign shops? Oh, I see. You mean if they get an order for neon, it's subcontracted out to you. You're the guy. You're the go-to guy in Brooklyn.
One of them.
All right, Andy, put on the Merzbow headphones.
Okay.
You're killing time.
I do like the neon lights in front of your
they're nice.
Club down there.
He did an amazing job.
All right, here we go.
Thanks.
All right,
Andy. All right, I'm putting these on.
Andy's
Merzbow. What am I going to be listening to?
Merzbow. Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Oh, they're playing their hit.
Yeah, put on the headphones. All right, what's the word going to be? Andy can't hear us.
Okay. I was thinking of party and space.
Okay, good ones.
Yeah.
And that word was space, right?
Space, yeah.
Okay, like here we go. Space. No, don't say it. Okay.
I can feel all my sperm dying when I listen to that.
Oh, yeah, that's the point. Put on the regular headphones. The MERS bow's over.
Oh, okay, that's over?
Yeah.
You guys have a word that you're going to try to trick me
into
saying?
You can't recognize the difference between MERS bow and silence? Is that what you seem to be saying?
God, they're bad.
You said MERS bow's over?
Wait, like where are they from, MERS bow?
Good question.
They sound like a New England band.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They sound like they could...
Yeah.
Pivot into sea shanties at any moment.
Yeah. MERS bow.
Hey, I wonder if they could make it to Friday. I was thinking about going. I'm on the fence.
Oh, you mean about coming to our little podcast?
Yeah. I have Friday night. And my girlfriend, she has Friday night off.
Yeah, so. We'll play some MERS bow for you.
All you got to do is come in from Brooklyn. And it's easy to find the place. You know why? It's covered in beautiful neon lights.
That he made.
Yeah, yeah.
That you made.
You made them with your girlfriend, didn't you?
Yep, she helped out.
Yeah, several people played a part.
I don't know if it's going to be lively. She really liked a hectic place, you know what I mean? Hectic space.
Oh, well, this podcast, I think, will be more subdued. It would be more refined.
Is it going to be?
You all were talking about like a party earlier on.
Oh, well, the party is. What the hell was that?
Party. Party was one of the words.
Great.
You know, and you were saying like you could bring, you bring another person.
Andy was so.
You have to bring a female.
Andy was so obsessed with the FMU party, which he went to it once. Actually,
did I have fun?
Yeah, you did.
I did not.
You did. You were with.
No, I had fun four times in my life, and that wasn't it.
How big is the place that it's in?
Well, it's like four floors, and floor number two is no rules. No rules apply.
It's a safe space.
Is it a safe space? Wait a minute. Wait, you're just that is just not even. How can that be satisfying?
Well done, James.
You're just getting me to repeat.
Yeah, oh
my God. Wait a minute. How is that satisfying? Okay, I'd like to change the rules if I could.
It's satisfying because you owe $5 more.
Okay, what if the new rule is you and your...
You owe $40.
What if the rule is you and your lackey on the phone can't say the actual word?
Agreed.
Really?
Yeah. So we only have 2 minutes left.
Oh, God. Okay, $5.
Well, I made it in before the new rule.
God.
You did, James. Great job.
Yeah.
Thanks.
See you Friday night.
So now we're like the NFL. We're changing rules every season.
For MERS bow, bluegrass, and Andy on person, place, or thing. Plus Andy's big box of money.
Yes, on the way out. Yes, we do have a show. It's here at Monty Hall on Friday night. I'm going to be interviewed for Randy Cohen's podcast. There'll be a musical guest. We're charging $15 at the door. There's going to be a box of money as you leave. A big pile of singles. Complete honor system. If you feel honestly, you didn't get $15 worth of entertainment. Help yourself to some money. Make up the difference. We'll compensate.
Now here's the thing.
Yes, Ken, you had your hand up.
Yes, when we did the honor method or the honor system bingo.
Yes.
Anybody in the audience could have seen somebody being dishonest. But for this new thing that you're doing on Friday night, nobody could see somebody if they just picked up the box of money and walked out.
So. Why do you keep talking about that scenario? No one's going to pick up the box of money and walk out.
That's what I think is going to happen.
The whole box of money? Somebody's going to come and you have a...
Or they could just reach in and take a fistful of cash.
Don't you have any faith at all in our listeners? Our listeners? Coming to hear an ethicist? They're going to hear an ethicist talking for an hour and a half, and then they're going to go and steal money?
Nobody's
You've got to be stone cold, baby, to hear on the night you listen to an ethicist for an hour and a half. That's the night you break bad.
I think that the reason that nobody cheated during bingo was because of the public consequences of everybody knowing that it was you. And then also not being able to leave right away.
So having the box by the back door.
I think it's a totally different thing.
Well, there'll be a box of money there, and we'll see what happens.
Completely different scenario.
You're a cynic. I have more faith in our fans. So that's this Friday night. And then what time is the party, and where can people come to the party?
Well,
what time do the doors open here at the party?
You can come to the party.
Oh, you're saying me?
Yeah.
Can I bring a few hundred of my listeners slash guests?
Sure. It's up the street. It's the Jersey City Armory.
Oh, is that the Jersey City Armory? What time does it begin?
Begins at about 9:30.
Okay, great.
Yep.
Yeah, you got something in your eye? You're just winking like crazy. You okay?
I'm not winking.
Yeah. Every time you say Jersey City Armory, you just go crazy with a twitch.
That's my twitch. Stop making fun of my twitch.
I can't wait to see who hooks up on Saturday night. Hey, you want to put some money on some DJs hooking up? Who do you think might hook up?
You guess. I know who's going to hook up.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Oh, sure I do.
Oh, please tell me.
Yeah.
Please tell me.
Oh, there's several hookups that have been in the works for weeks now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I just made a decision.
You tell me who you think is going to hook up.
I just made a decision. I ain't coming.
There's lots of rooms at the Armory.
Oh, my God. It's good. Oh, my God. Aren't you dreading the party now?
There's VIP lounges.
If you really think there are DJs going to be physical with other DJs, aren't you dreading that night?
No.
There's no number of Fig Newtons that can get you past that night.
No, there is a number of Fig Newtons.
Oh, God, help us all.
It also depends what kind of Fig Newtons.
Am I here next week?
Yeah, you are.
Okay, what are we going to do? Let's do that show I was pitching you.
Oh, the headphone show?
Yeah, the talk about Ken. We can talk frankly about Ken because he's wearing his headphones. He's listening to Alice Cooper 2 feet away.
Okay, I'll do it.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
I can always listen to the archive afterwards.
Oh, you're good. You're good, Ken.
I forgot you're going to use a different name.
Well played, Ken Friedman.
Hey, thanks to all the callers who helped me come up with a list of words. And to all the callers tonight who milked Dandy of out of $40.
Yeah.
And thank you to Jeremiah, who's going to be there Friday night and Saturday night.
And to the DJs that are going to the DJs that are going to be hooking up on Saturday.
What do you have to say,
guys? Have fun. Go for it. Go at it, kids.
Use protection.
No, don't use protection.
I say use protection.
I say we want to hear the little pitter patter, little feet a year from now, next year's party.
Okay. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland
County. Oh, I have some good baby names.
At 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. What's your best baby name?
What's your best baby name?
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Somewhere there's music, moon, stars, oh, the planets flying through the skies. Right before your eyes, you can see everything that's happening through the skies. Music, somewhere, how high the moon, everybody's wondering. Hey, everybody's wondering how high the moon. The moon never wonder how low you are, how far. Somewhere in music, how high the moon. Hey, the stars, everybody flying through the stars, through the skies, through the moon, through the sun, and round to Jupiter, Pluto, Mars, stars, every planet around through the skies. Zoom, 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 they will be orbiting you. Let's orbit the moon, and we moon, moon, moon. I'll orbit, dome it round and round to the stars. Skies, sail, zoom, here they come, there they go. We are flying, speeding at 982,000 million miles an hour. Man, they're really flying. Hey, now. Sailing by the moon, we look at the stars down below. Say, you know, we're sailing, sailing round and round. We're going to orbit, orbit the moon, the sun, the stars, Pluto, Jupiter, Mars, all the planets. What are they gonna do when the planets all meet together and say, hello there, how are you? Bingo, explosion, that's really gonna really have a whaling time. When they have those Sunday afternoon jam session, they have 582,322,000,000,000 saxophones all wailing at one time. Oh, that'd be real crazy, really, really wealthy. Say, do you know what they have on the moon? Listen now, they raise potatoes, tomatoes, potatoes, and tomatoes, potatoes. Potatoes is the size of the Hollywood Bowl. How do they peel them? They peel them with a bulldozer. Oh, just imagine a nice big bowl of potato salad. Say,